We want to welcome you to another broadcast from Unity Baptist Church in Athens, Tennessee. This is Pastor Mark Latham, along with the congregation of our church. We hope that this broadcast will be a help to believers and that it will point the lost to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, that's what church is for. One of the reasons what church is for is so you can get around like-minded people that they might help you. What is it the book of Galatians talks about over there? Bear you one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Hey, listen tonight, I'm telling you, we can be a help to each other. You say, well, reckon what's wrong with them. Don't worry about what's wrong with them. Help them. Amen. We worry about what's wrong with it. I can imagine had Elijah been an independent Baptist, we'd all kicked him out of the church by now. Wouldn't have wanted to help. You should have known better than to run. God could have took care of you if you'd have just stayed there. And that's probably true. But I want you to look. He's by himself. He's left his servant. And he's went out into the wilderness. The wilderness is a place where there's nothing. It's deserted. He's not only got by himself, but he's got out there in a place where there's nothing. I mean, all there is a juniper tree out there. And he sat down, and he sat down under that juniper tree, and here's what he said. And this is amazing for a man that has seen victory after victory. It is enough now, O Lord. Take away my life, for I'm not better than my father. Now, I'm going to tell you something about the ministry, and let me park right here for a minute, okay, that you all don't understand. Most of y'all don't understand the ministry. It weighs hard on your body. It weighs hard on your mind, and it weighs hard on your emotions. I mean, it really does. The ministry will work on you. And I mean, after he's seen all this stuff take place, and it's real easy to get discouraged in the ministry. It's real easy to get, it's real easy to do that in life, ain't it? Just let alone the ministry. I wish somebody would have warned me about the ministry, about everything that comes with it. We all know the good stuff. I just wish somebody had told me about the bad stuff. Say, well, preacher, you might not have took it. I might not have, but I might. Who knows? I'm going to be honest with you. When a young man comes to me and begins to talk about wanting to preach and going to pastor, I just take him, sit him down and talk to him for a while. And I don't tell him the good stuff. I tell him the bad stuff. I don't have to tell him the good stuff. He knows about that. I don't have to tell you about God coming by and all the exciting times of what God can do, but all the times that when it seems like nothing's going on or the enemy, it just seems to be running rampant and hey, he jumps up on your shoulder and he lies to you. The enemy will lie to you. During the wartime, especially during World War II, they put out propaganda. Put out propaganda in every war. And it was all lies. So he's sitting in the wilderness. Now I'm talking about a man who has seen in the past 3.5 years, has seen God move miraculously, and now he is in such a place of discouragement, depression, and despondency that he is laid down under a juniper tree and wants to die. Something's happened. Something's clicked. Why is this not the same Elijah that seen God answer by fire? Why is this not the same Elijah that God fed by the ravens and gave him drink by the brook Cherith till it dried up? It is the same Elijah. He's just having a hard go with it. There are sometimes we just have a hard go with it. For whatever reason, we just have a hard go. I know Jesus is not going to desert me. I know that. I know I'm His. I know that I'm kept for all eternity. He's never going to let me go. He's always and ever present. I understand that. I get that. But why is it our mind can't understand that? Why is it our heart cannot get a hold of that sometimes? But here he sits under the juniper tree and he is discouraged. And he is hard on himself because he said, I'm not any better than my fathers. Oh, he was far better than his fathers. I mean, he was. I mean, think about this. This is a man that's followed God up until now. This is a man that has obeyed God, that has done what God wanted him to do. I mean, imagine how hard it had to have been to went down by the brook Cherith and just sit there and just hit out and him knowing this thing's going to dry up. I mean, think about that for a minute. I mean, it's like that preacher I know that said this. He was pastoring in West Virginia and said that, you know, he's got about 15 people and there's nobody else moving into the community. And we're talking about mountain folk. And he's just pastoring a church that is literally dying away. And he said, these people need a pastor. And he said, I'm going to be here till they all die and then I'm going to shut it down. I mean, how do you face tomorrow in a situation like that? I mean, think about it. I mean, he is resigned to the fact, yeah, they need a pastor, but he also knows there's coming a day that they're probably going to close them doors. I mean, nobody else is coming in. Folks are getting older. That's happening all over the place today. It really is. All the things that God done for Elijah. And now Elijah sits in the wilderness under a juniper tree. The juniper tree of doubt. The juniper tree of discouragement and depression and despondency. And so he laid down and he went to sleep. You know, people that are depressed, they like to sleep a lot, don't they? It's just the nature. It's the nature of that situation. He's tired. He's been on the run. I don't even know how much he's had to eat right here. But here he is. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. Number three, I want you to look at God's response to Elijah's position. He sends him an angel. Now, ain't that good? Not only does he send him an angel, but if you look, he said, arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose and did eat and drink. God did not rebuke him. God did not chasten him. God understood the position that he was in. Even though old Mark, don't I'm telling you, I've been in sorrowful places when times I shouldn't have been there. I've been in discouraged places in times when I shouldn't have been there. I mean, this is just another battle to fight. This was just something else for Elijah to face. And now he's on the run, but God didn't beat up on him. That's why I said we shouldn't beat up on people. We need to be very careful how we treat people that is going through a bad time in their life. Even when we think we would have faced it different. Even when we think, well, they should have done this or they should have done that, or boy, I'd have been on the altar every Sunday till I got an answer. I don't believe I would have run. You don't know what you'd have done. And neither do I. I don't want to beat up on Elijah tonight. You know, if you go back and you look in the New Testament, you'll find that John the Baptist come into power of Elijah. And Jesus told him over there, he said, if they'd have just paid attention, said they'd have realized that Elijah's already been with them. And he was talking about John the Baptist. Who was it that met with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration over there? Why, it was Moses and Elijah, wasn't it? I'm just saying. I don't want to beat up on Elijah way too much, because over there on the Mount of Transfiguration, there he stood with Jesus. I don't think the Lord beat up on him. I think he understood some things that was going on. No, I don't believe that he asked God about it. And yes, I do believe he got on the run. But I want you to look at God's response. He sent him an angel and that to help him, but he gave him something to eat. He just fed him. Boy, ain't you glad when we get in a tough place, a discouraged place, a depressed place, a doubting place, that God will just feed us. He'll just feed us. He just tries to help us. He tries to get us out of that position and telling us that you shouldn't be there, and telling us, well, it's your fault that you're here. And there are times that God tells you, I told you so, you shouldn't be here. I understand that. But he's this is out of character for Elijah. I mean, think about it. I mean, he stood and faced Ahab. He stood and faced 400 prophets and 450 prophets of the grove and of Baal. And they could have killed him right there. No problem. And nobody would have thought nothing of it. But he stood out there in the power of God. When we need strength, God will give it to us. He didn't even know what he really needed, because the angel came to him and woke him up and told him, you need to eat and drink this. So he did. He laid down again to rest. And the Bible said right here that he came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great. For they see, the Lord already knew what was sitting in front of him, even though Elijah didn't know. And so God was preparing him and getting him ready to go. Now, if you go and you look at this in verse 8, it says, and he arose and did eat and drink and went the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the Mount of God. By the time you leave Mount Carmel and get to Mount Horeb, which is Mount Sinai, the Mount of God, where Moses received the law of God, you'll find out that that's about 150 miles. He went 40 days and 40 nights to Mount Horeb in a cake and a cruise of water. That must have been some more cake. No wonder I like cake, honey. I tell her all the time after supper, we always had a piece of cake. Sometimes we got a piece of cake, sometimes we don't. You got to settle for a cookie. But he goes 40 days and 40 nights in the strength of that. But God knew where he was going. And you know what, you can go on and you can read this and you'll find out that Elijah ended up in a cave down there on Mount Horeb, and God comes by and talks to him and deals with him down there in that cave again. He's by himself again. He's hid out. Again, he's in a place that's so dark. But God comes by and talks to him. And you know what God does? He sends him all the way back up to the northern part of Israel again. So he traveled 150 miles south, and then he traveled 150 miles north. I mean, go look it up. I mean, he gives you what exactly he tells him to do. Tells him to go back up to Damascus. He said, go return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria, and Jehu the son of Nimshi to anoint to be king over Israel, and Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel-Mola shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. And he says, when you're headed back to Damascus, he said, you just anoint them all and get them ready to go. God wasn't done with him. God wasn't done with Elijah. And I mean, you can go on and you can read. He still has work for Elijah to do and things to happen in his life until he gets ready to take him.
Thank you for listening to another broadcast from the Unity Baptist Church. If you would like to contact the church, write to Unity Baptist Church, P.O. Box 1268, Athens, Tennessee, 37371. That's Unity Baptist Church, P.O. Box 1268, Athens, Tennessee, 37371. Or you can email the church at ubcathens@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us again for another broadcast from the Unity Baptist Church.